Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Thursday Night Football tonight features the Eagles and the Giants at 8:15. Tonight at 7, the Panthers host the Philadelphia Flyers and the Miami Heat. They did lose to the San Antonio Spurs 112-107. They will face Orlando Sunday at 6. On weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC. Featuring reliable Rude AC systems, make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Temperatures in the high 70s right now with a chance of rain throughout the day. I am Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
Welcome back in here on WQAM on this Thursday morning. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Jamie Long here with you. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Alan Poupart. He is the publisher of Miami Dolphins on SI. He's also the host of the All Dolphins podcast. Alan, good morning. How's everything going, my friend?
He also stars in the Dolphins Collective as well.
There you go. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
You know, Alan, honestly, we're not great this morning. Omar and I have been butting heads a little bit here on this whole how to fix the Dolphins problem and whose fault is it and all this. And
we know it's Tua's fault.
He has numbers after numbers after numbers.
There you go.
He will spew numbers until you can't take it anymore as far as Tua goes.
And this
Alan,
is a numbers
my
guy.
Eyes tell me one thing, the numbers tell me another. Can you settle the debate here? Where are we on this quarterback who you heard his stuff from yesterday, you know, it doesn't really bother him all that much because he goes home and he's got his kids and stuff at home. Where are you on this whole Tua situation?
Oh man, there's a lot to unpack here. I have been listening, and I'm more on your side, Hollywood, than I am on Omar's. As far as the media and the question about what he thinks about the other quarterback in the AFC, that could not bother me less, to be honest with you. In the grand scheme of things, now here's where I'm going to go with Omar. First of all, please stop. I'm begging you, stop with the. Of course, it's everything's Tua's fault. Everybody's blaming nobody but Tua. Nobody is doing that.
Everybody's doing that.
Nobody is doing that, though. Like nobody who watches the games and knows what they're talking about.
That's nobody
is saying it's all Tua's fault. No one's doing that. The whole team sucks.
Like you couldn't stop. You couldn't stop a nosebleed.
There was nothing good
on Sunday
about what the Dolphins did on Sunday.
Tua missed on Jalen Waddle.
Like Alan, maybe
throw.
You could help us too. Okay. Like, was there a positive to take away from Sunday's game? And then we can get back to this Tua stuff. But there was nothing good about Sunday.
Jake Bailey kicked us.
Tua had a very efficient game
when it counted. And this is where Omar. This is where you are dropping the ball, my friend. And you know we're booze, but holy smokes, because you keep throwing out, and it's amazing, you keep throwing out the passing numbers and the passing numbers and the passing numbers and the passer rating and all that. And I looked up some stuff for you this morning because I knew we were going to have this little chat. There's the expression in golf, you know, you drive for show, putt for dough. Fourth quarter passer rating, and I know you're big on passer rating. Tua is at 88.7. That ranks 23rd in the NFL. Sorry, that's with a score, with the margin within a score, plus or eight minus points.
Take that, Omar. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you love it. And I was listening to you guys, and you mentioned like Tua's killing it on third down. You know what? As I'm watching, yeah, like the Dolphins are doing well on third down. Tua's passer rating on third down this season is 75.6. I think you and I both know those are not good numbers. So yeah,
where does that rank in the NFL?
22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I am with you. Tua had overall a pretty good game against Carolina, but you have got to get it done. And this wasn't the first time. This was the third time this year. And by the way, you mentioned about how Carolina ran it well against the Dolphins. They absolutely did. Their run defense was absolutely pathetic. Guess what? Dolphins still had the ball with a 1:54, 3 timeouts left, and they went 3 and out. And
what happened? How did they go 3 and out? What was the third down play? Was he given adequate protection?
He also had Devon. Look at the film again. He had Devon Achan leaking out of the backfield where he could have dumped the ball off, and that was
going to get him a first down.
No, but at worst, it would have gotten them 3 or 4 yards, where then they probably go for it on 4th and 7 or 4th and 6. And I'm the third down play is not all on Tua, because obviously Jonas Avainaya was beaten way too easily at the snap. But again, to say it was everybody else's fault but Tua, this is where you lose me, and you lose a lot of non-Tua supporters.
Okay?
And this came after. This came after a first down pass to Waddle when he's completely covered, and the second down pass where he felt pressure, shuffled his feet, never reset his feet, and floated it past it to Waddle, who was wide open for about 15 yards.
Why wasn't he comfortable?
The third time this year.
Why wasn't he comfortable?
That's a he problem, because guess what? Because life in the NFL as a quarterback, you are going to get pressure. It happens. And if you look around the NFL, there are a lot of quarterbacks who deal with pressure as much as Tua does, if not more. And you're going to see one of those on Sunday with Justin Herbert, where you're going to see all of a sudden, very possibly, how good the Dolphins pass rush can look.
And what if we don't?
What if we don't what?
See how good Dolphins pass rush can look against Justin Herbert.
Then Herbert is going to light him up. But that would be the massive indictment on Dolphins pass rush, because that offense, Chargers offensive line, which has injuries up the wazoo, like Tampa Bay's, like Dallas's, like Minnesota's, not just the Dolphins, who are missing 2 starters on their offensive line. And if the Dolphin pass rush can't get any pressure on Justin Herbert, and again, not that it necessarily would be overly shocking given the way this season has gone so far, but that would be another major bummer for any sort of optimism that might exist.
Alan Poupart here with us. Alan, let's look big picture on this thing here. And, you know, look, it does not appear the Dolphins are going anywhere this season. Omar seems to think a turnaround is possible. Not likely, but possible. I just think after what we saw in the last game, it is, I don't want to say 0% chance, but it seems incredibly unlikely something is just going to magically, you know, some switch is going to magically get flipped here and they're just going to, you know, start winning games. But when we look big picture here, should this thing continue down this road, Alan, what needs to happen? I mean, do we start, you know, finding other guys to play in some of these positions, namely quarterback? Do we find someone else to start trading off assets? Do we find someone else to coach this football team? Like, what do you think is going to be the road here ahead for this Dolphins franchise should things continue going this way?
Well, if I may answer the first part first, not that you asked me, but I'm with Omar on this one. It's like the idea of shutting the door on the possibility of a turnaround to me is kind of silly, because, again, I'm going to go back to the fact that they're 1-4. They also had the ball in their hands on offense late in the game with a chance to either take the lead or tie 3 of the 4 of the losses.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So all of a sudden, is those situations, you know, they produce better results. It can turn around, and they were 1-4 in 2016. And I know circumstances were different. They were 1-4 in 2021, and they went on a 7-game winning streak. So
you believe, well, if you had to put a percent on it, let's say the Dolphins probably have to finish 9-3, right, to make the playoffs.
Okay.
What percent would you put on it that the Dolphins go 9-3 down the stretch after what we just saw on Sunday?
Oh, 15 at best, but it's not. Again,
that's pretty high.
It's slightly. It's higher than 0 and slightly less than Dumb and Dumber, so you're saying there's a chance.
Okay.
At
so let him get back to what we were saying, though, like as far as like the big picture here, what
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the road ahead look like?
Well, if it doesn't get straightened out, then I think you're probably looking at a new head coach, probably a new GM, and though it wouldn't surprise me if the current GM was reassigned to a different post in the front office. And I know you know my thoughts on Tua overall. I know your thoughts on Tua. Mm-hmm. He's still got that $56 million cap number for 2026. I don't think there's an automatic that he gets dumped. And yes, Denver did it with Russell Wilson last year. I don't know exactly how many organizations around the NFL would have been willing to make the move the Broncos did. So I think he might be 50-50, depending on how high a draft
pick he gets. He's higher than 50-50. Dump him and do what? Kirk Cousins? Russell Wilson?
We're going to go again with that argument.
Shador Sanders?
Argument with Tua all along. Oh, and Omar, it's getting
Deshaun
worse.
Watson.
Hold on. Can I?
Yeah.
It's getting worse because the AFC not only has now Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes,
Don't
Joe Burrow. Yes, I'm going to do it. Drake May is going to be a problem. Justin Herbert is a problem.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud, if again, you want to talk about guys operating behind bad offensive line, C.J. Stroud's another one. Those guys are all, to me, a clear notch.
Mm-hmm. Notch better than Tua, but yeah, they don't complete as many passes. They don't throw as many passes percentage. They don't throw as many touchdowns.
Stop
they don't
saying have the, numbers. Stop. And how, just leave the numbers alone.
That's all you do.
I swear, it's like you don't watch Alan.
Passer rating numbers.
Alan, I want maybe next game. Can you do this in the press box? Can you put a camera on Omar? I want to see if he actually watches the game or if he sits there with his face buried in a computer looking at numbers. Because at the end of the day, like you have to watch the game.
He's not clutch.
And you have to do the eye test.
He's not clutch.
Patrick Mahomes' numbers are not great, right? Like you have to do the eye test. It's not all about numbers.
Are we really comparing any quarterback to Patrick Mahomes?
We're making a point about.
I'm not, but I'm just saying.
Numbers.
If you're going to keep spewing these numbers, which mean nothing,
okay.
He's a looter in a riot, man. Like, yes, when the going is good against numbers
okay. against the bad teams. Okay, I don't believe you're playing a series of bad teams right now or injury depleted teams, and there is no given that you're going to actually win those games. So I don't buy the. You just played a bad team in Carolina allegedly, but when you were a bad team. There is no such thing as a bad team.
Fine, Alan. I got to get back to one thing that you said, though. This Chris Greer thing. You said reassigned. What are we talking? We talking like food and beverage, director, or are we talking something in the front office? Like what are we talking here? Because I don't want fans to start storming the building here this morning.
No, where he would be more like in an advisory role without necessarily personnel powers.
An advisory role,
And let me throw another one back at Omar. For 3 years, all you kept spewing about Tua.
He's got it.
Like, look at the one loss record. Well, guess what? The Dolphins are 1-4 this year. So doesn't that say that he's not having a good year?
Absolutely.
Despite whatever passer rating. Okay.
He's a fault.
It's a good 1-4 though. They've been close, right? Isn't that what you're saying? It's a good 1-4.
Everything that's wrong with the Miami Dolphins.
They're the best
1-4
team in football.
Everything that's wrong with the Miami Dolphins is Tua's fault.
By the same token, when they were having a good record and you kept pointing to that, it wasn't all because of Tua. It works both ways.
Okay. Now he's at fault. He's literally, he's the reason why they can't play defense.
Stop doing that. Because there's multiple problems. Right? Stop doing that. Alan, before we let you run, Alan, your thoughts on Sunday. What can the Dolphins do to win this game? I'm guessing the Chargers are probably going to go into this game with a game plan of let's just run the football, regardless of who's running it at this point. Just run the ball and we'll be fine. How do the Dolphins adjust? Do they have a chance to win this football game?
Of course, yeah, absolutely they do, because the Chargers offensive line is a complete sieve right now. And something I want to point out is I wrote about this on MiamiDolphinsOnSI.com, but folks are acting like Rico Dowdle was like some schlub that they just picked up from a college campus 2 weeks ago. You realize the dude had 4 100-yard rushing games with Dallas at the end of last season? Okay. And finished the year with over 1,000 yards. Now, the guys the Dolphins are going to face on Sunday, one of them just got promoted from the practice squad. And then the other one's been in the league since 2022 and has 193 career rushing yards. So, and I get the notion the overreaction right now is like anybody who plays against the Dolphins is going to rush for 100 yards.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I know that's the perception, but that's a little silly.
Oh, come on. You want to put some money on it this week? Because last I checked, you were missing your green dot player. He's not going to be playing because he's in concussion protocol. And
when did the green dot player turn into Roquan Smith or Bobby Wagner?
I didn't say he was, but I didn't say he was, but he kept you like the 30th ranked defense. There might be opportunity to become worse. Like here, that have they shown you anything that says that they can stop the run? Anything?
They had one game that actually where they didn't do too badly against the run.
They've given up 100 every game.
I do think you're underestimating just how bad the Chargers offensive line and their running game is. Now, if they don't get pressure on Herbert, Herbert's going to carve him up because now he's got a decent wide receiver group. But that offense, the Dolphins need to get pressure on him, and they absolutely can win the game. One of those flip a coin and see where it turns out. I can see it going either way.
What? Here's final question for Alan Poupard. At what point do you have a fire sale for this team's talent? Trade deadline November 4th. When are you selling?
I think you go 1-5. You start making phone calls and say we're open for business. If they lose Sunday.
I think it's strange you guys think there's such a big difference. Like if they beat the Chargers on Sunday, like all of a sudden things are different.
They still
like,
have a pulse.
But do they?
Yeah, they do.
Like, why is it that big of a difference at this point? Like, I think we can all agree that this team is incredibly flawed.
They're
and that the rebuild failed.
Flawed.
Omar rebuild admitted that failed. Earlier. The no rebuild question. Failed.
I don't think we can debate that now. Can we debate that, Poupard?
I don't think winning on Sunday, like, oh, man, it's all better.
No, but you can't quit on the season. That's the point. When we start
they quit on the season when they let 17-0 get away in Carolina. That, to me, was the quitting on the season.
That's mismanagement on the season.
I don't care what you want to call it, what fancy word you want to throw in front of it. That was like, you either win that game or you're done. At 17-0, that's brutal.
That was Tua's fault. Yep, Tua's fault.
I threw that in there for you, Omar.
That, absolutely. Everything is Tua's fault.
It's going to be your fault soon here, Alan.
but Hollywood, here's the thing. If they do beat the Chargers, that they're 2-4 and you're going to Cleveland, which is going to be starting Dylan Gabriel at quarterback. And while he looked okay in his debut, didn't look like he was over his skis. There are some major physical limitations with him as a quarterback.
Great. And I'm going to have to listen to Joe for a week. Tell me how they're going to go up there and wax him like he did with Carolina. And then, you know, we know how that ends. Alan, thank you for the time, my friend. Appreciate it.
You got it. Have a good one, fellas.
All right. Alan Poupard, SI.com. And Omar, plug the
Dolphins Collective, a podcast that features me, Poupard, Dougley Durong, and TD.
Beautiful. I am a fan, Omar. I'm a fan of
Four People Roundtable.
Anything you're doing, I'm a fan of. You know that, Omar. As much as we disagree.
You got me and TD together.
You always think I'm trying to stir stuff up, and now I've made you a lifelong friend of some of these guys. So that's all we try to do, man. We're just trying to connect people.
I'm trying to connect because you with funniest, Luke, the so funniest you can DJ thing, live.
I know. The funniest thing about this whole Dolphins thing and the fan base and everything is like everybody wants the same thing, right? Everybody wants a parade. Everyone wants them to win a playoff game. They want to win the AFC. They want to win a Super Bowl.
I want to be honest with you.
What?
I don't want a parade. I just want competence.
I know, but I'm saying the ultimate goal, right? Everyone has the same goal.
I want
in
competence
mind.
Before the parade.
There's no one out there that's like, I just want them to bottom out and lose.
No,
and lose
no,
and
no,
lose.
No, 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 no. The majority of this fan base wants them to bottom out.
Now they do.
Yes.
But in general, I'm just saying everybody wants the same thing. It's just everyone has very different. My point is that everyone has different, ideas of how to get there. Right. And now you are at a point where it feels hopeless and it's depressing. It is depressing because you probably could have ripped the Band-Aid off after last season and not had to go through this. This was your biggest fear. If you're a Dolphins fan, when Stephen Ross sent out that note, which they keep posting every single week, this was your biggest fear is that you were going to come back and be the same thing that you were.
No, they're worse.
Mediocre.
No,
and
they're worse.
What happened? You lost
they're
John
not mediocre.
Smith. You lost Jalen Ramsey. You know, you lost Tyreek. Like, yeah, you're worse.
They're not mediocre.
You came back.
They're bad.
You came back with a worse roster on paper and expected it to somehow be better.
Correct.
And that to me is like, it's a slap in the face of all the fans because you get these guys that go up there and you're more worried about it than we are and this and that. And yeah, it's a frustrating deal. Texas just asked if we've talked about Belichick yet. The story that keeps on giving, that North Carolina thing, I just love it. I love every second of it.
To talk about.
Oh, there is. There was some news that came out yesterday. So we can.
Belichick
is
fine.
Yeah, man. I am so against you and Allen. If you were going to turn the season around, which again, such a crazy thing. If you're going to turn it around, Carolina was probably your opportunity, man.
You've seen this team turn the season around a couple of times after bad starts. 1-7, they turned it
this
around.
This team.
This franchise.
Every year is different.
Every year is
completely different
from one
another. The head
coach last year
every year is
started
different.
2-0.
Nothing happened last year. This has anything to do with
finished
this year.
6-3.
Okay? I am looking at the team that they have put on the field.
It's not
and
good.
And if you were up 17-0 playing against Bryce Young, who looks
maybe that was
like
your
he
turning
could be
point.
Playing. I couldn't even play high school football. I probably couldn't see over an offensive line in high school.
Him and two are the same size.
Well, that's part of a bigger problem. But I just can't imagine how you could watch that game, see them melt down the way that they did, and think there is still some kind of light at the end of the tunnel here. Anyway, we have to take a break. We'll be back on QAM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.